Welcome to Urban Wine Life on the Bougie Black Brother Network. Welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael Carr, and what we have today is one of my favorite. It's called Trevechi. It's from Argentina. Trevechi Oak Case. So, Malbecs. What do you know about Malbecs? This is what I know about Malbecs. What I know about Malbecs is Malbecs originated in France. Because of the temperature and the way it was mixing with a couple of other different type of wine, it didn't grow popular. So when a French farmer brought it down to Argentina, it became 70% of the Malbec distribution in the world. So Argentina is like dominating. I have found some good ones in Chile, but Argentina is really, really the best. And the one that you really want to look at is the Mendoza region. So majority of the different vineyards that I've actually been picking them up from is from Mendoza. So, but this is a good one because this is the second time I had this. But it's a Trevechi. Trevechi Oak Creek. Oak Case. Pardon me, 2014. I think I had a 13 the last time. But really, really good. So why do I think this is good? Well, let's talk about Malbec again. So, great color. Really great color. So what you're going to get from a lot of the Malbecs is probably 50% or maybe 60, 70% tannic. So you're going to get that like dry feel, kind of heavy. Not as harsh as a, or I don't know if harsh is the right word, but a Cabernet Sauvignon, which is filled so velvetly. This is the step down from that. You're going to pay a lot more for the Reserva. I really haven't had a Reserva. I've been content with a lot of the regular Malbec. So I'm really, really good with that. But it's a great, great color. So what do you get from these? So the first thing we're looking at, a nice purplish dark scent of this. Really, really good. So great color. So I'm enjoying that. Then we'll start to talk about the notes. So before I take my whiff, the notes is smoky, kind of wood. They say coffee, a little molasses, black pepper, cocoa, different types of that. But you know, I've had this before, but let's go through the process. So I'm getting, I get the pepper on the back end, so which is really good. Get the pepper on the back end. Then a lot of blueberries. So you get blueberries, raspberry, plums, a lot of that dark fruit, but really, really good. I like that aroma coming up. Not getting the smoke. I am getting molasses. Molasses and the pepper. Now let's try that. Get it. The acidity is okay. Tannin is really good. You can feel that dryness just sinking in after the wine is gone. So it's sitting there, it's sitting really, really good. So I'm liking that. And see, saw how I did my tongue? You like kind of scrape it off. So it's really good. But I taste those dark, dark plums. You ever taste a plum that was like kind of ripe and it's kind of a little kind of bitterness on that? So you get that plum there, which is really good. But you still get the fruit, which is really good too. So you're getting that. You also got a little dark berry. I'm not sure if I'm really getting blackberry. Not definitely a raspberry, but this isn't a young tasting one, so I'm not getting that. But really, really, I'm getting the peppery on the back end. That's when I tasted it the first time. But the second time, I wanted to see what fruit came out, and that's what I got. But the tannins is really, really good because I still feel that. And if you really want a nice sit down, I'm chilling, that mild bacchus right there. You can sit that with you, you can give it a pillow, it can lay next to you, you'll be fine. So really, really cool partner to have. So love the mild bac. But try these mild bacs. These mild bacs is really something other than, you know, your Cabernets, your Merlots. Pinot Noirs are really kind of fruitier. A Cabernet, that's something that's usually in a mix. So try that alone. You may like to have it in a blend, but Cabernet is hardly ever as a standalone because this is 100% Malbec. Most Malbec from France has a little mixture in all of them, but I go for straight Malbec because I love what it is. You know, I love the purity of it. I may be, you know, kind of favor toward that, but I love the purity of 100% Malbec because I normally know what I'm getting. If not, I'm doing a tasting and I was like, yeah, this is kind of different, but not what I'm used to. But beautiful color. Beautiful color. If you look at that, look at the legs on that. Not heavy on alcohol too, but if you keep drinking it, you'll get that as well. So really good. That's my Trevecci. It's Espanol, see? De Trevecci. So not Italian, but Spanish. And from Argentina, from the Mendoza region.
Here is another Wine Folly infograph on the climate and region and how the flavors are different with Malbec.
Hope you like that. If you want another Malbec, I'll be trying a different one. I'm trying to find me a good reserver. High price point, but I really want to see what that quality and what step up it is. So I can tell you, should you spend that extra money or stick with these boys right here and you should be good. And it's Urban Wine Life. We'll probably hit another white wine because I'm trying to clear my cellar and open it up to a lot more red wines for the winter and the late fall. So thank you. See you again on Urban Wine Life.
You get to check us out on YouTube for videos on Urban Wine Life. And you can still stop by BougieBlackBrother.com for various wines.